This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Now, Richard Brody writes about movies for The New Yorker. And whenever I run into him in the hallway, he's got something interesting, maybe even eccentric, to say and to recommend. You were recommending to me a documentary that's on Hulu.
Yeah, it's a sort of documentary. It's called Symbiopsychotaxiplasm Take One. It's an intermingling of documentary and fiction. It's made by William Greaves.
All right, clear out of the way here. Clear out of the way.
Who was the host of Black Journal on PBS in the late 1960s, early 70s. This is one of the pioneering independent films by a black director. The story involves a couple who are going through a romantic crisis. He has four or five different couples play this story out in Central Park with a crew that is being filmed making the film.
Alice? Come on, can't you? Wait a minute. What?
Just leave me alone, okay? Just leave me alone.
What are you looking forward to in 2016?
Well, the Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan, have a new film coming. Hail Caesar. It opens on February 5th, and it's an inside Hollywood comedy. It's all about a big toga film, but the story involves a fixer, someone who works behind the scenes to control the images, to control the public image, and also to control the scandals that arise in the course of the making of a film. And it's one that's set in the 1950s, which I think is special. Inside Llewyn Davis is one of their greatest films. And I think that's so because it comes from their early childhood. They're attempting to reconstruct something very personal to them. And I think the same will hold for Hail Caesar. Of course, I haven't seen it, and you never know about predicting. But it's a great cast. Josh Brolin, George Clooney, Jonah Hill, Scarlett Johansson, Tilda Swinton. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Richard, before we go any further, I've got a question. Why in God's name, in your 2015 best of list, you tucked in there, right at the end, 50 Shades of Grey?
50 Shades of Grey, for all of its clumsiness, for all of its artifice, and by the way, I think Dakota Johnson is a superb actress. For all of its Hollywood corner cutting, it takes its subject straight on.
Right. Anything else you're looking forward to?
Well, since we talked about 50 Shades of Grey, I'm looking forward to 50 Shades of Black. I've seen the trailer, and it looks like a lot of fun.
Is that a sequel to 50 Shades of Grey? What is it?
It's the parody starring Marlon Wayans.
I think I'd rather see that than the original. Richard Brody blogs about films for NewYorker.com.